Blog Talk Radio.
The King, and today is October 5th, 2015, immediately following Raw, here with a Monday Night Raw review today here on Blog Talk Radio. You can call into the show by dialing 619-768-7255. Once again, 619-768-7255. Start from the beginning here of Raw, but the show opened up with a look back at Kane, Seth Rollins, and Ashley from Human Resources on last week's show. Go to the ring, out comes Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman to the big pop, bunch of suplex city chants erupt as Brock Lesnar enters the ring. Paul Heyman, as he does best, hypes up the upcoming match between Undertaker and Brock Lesnar, but is then interrupted by Big Show. As he entered the ring, welcomed in some "please retire" chants. Some "please retire" chants were thrown at Big Show's way as Big Show entered the ring. Said to Brock, he hopes he loses to Undertaker. Says of how arrogant Lesnar is. Hopes Lesnar loses to Undertaker. As Lesnar was a bit cocky tonight. His attitude is a bit cocky in the ring tonight. Make no mistake about it, however, he fired back with an F5. He left the ring, then came back in, fired back with an F5, wouldn't take anything more from Big Show, any more shots from Big Show as Brock Lesnar. Hit Big Show with an F5 to end their segment there. We were then seen backstage with Stephanie McMahon and Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins tries to call off tonight's tag team match between the Dudley Boys. Tries to call it off, but Stephanie says that the match is still on. The match will still go on as Rollins stewards. After Stephanie McMahon walks away, Seth Rollins looks really displeased. Signs are here again that Seth Rollins' face turn is coming very soon. Very soon, it's likely Seth Rollins will turn face. I assume he'll turn face. I said a couple episodes ago, he'll turn face January, maybe around the Royal Rumble. As I then see Seth Rollins exiting out of storylines to put Roman Reigns in a huge matchup between Triple H. See, WWE is still trying everything to get Roman Reigns over, even with tonight's Susan G. Komen segment. Not only did John Cena represent, but Roman Reigns did as well. I really have no comment on Roman Reigns. Really have no comment. Just figure we'll all wait and see what happens again around the Royal Rumble. Although Reigns goes on to team up with Randy Orton, Dean Ambrose tonight against the Wyatt family. Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, and Dean Ambrose pick up the win after clotheslines and then a Superman punch along with the RKO to end the match. Neville versus Sheamus comes up next. We see Sheamus enter the ring, interrupts Neville, and call out Neville, called Neville a loser, called Neville a whole bunch of stuff. Sheamus easily won this match after King Barrett, but King Barrett went by the name Jobber Barrett, but King Barrett interfered to have Sheamus easily pick up the win against Neville. Thought it could have been a longer match. I think we could see a whole lot out of Neville inside the ring, especially in this particular match, as only saw about 5 minutes between Neville and Sheamus. It was obviously done for the matter of getting Sheamus over more as a heel before he goes on to cash in that Money in the Bank briefcase, of course. So the win against Neville. We then see Corporate Kane come out to the ring. Corporate Kane plays along again to the Corporate Kane character, trying to read what's this? Oh, that's right. Okay, so yeah, he came out to the ring, wore a boot on his ankle, pointed out how Rollins needed a tag team partner tonight, which then led to Rollins coming out to the ring and saying, "No way, Jose, no way am I tagging with you." Out comes Stephanie McMahon. And one thing I didn't like about this segment was that she brought up Tom Brady. Like, okay, you may like Tom Brady, but really, keep it to yourself, because don't think it's really appropriate even on the company's behalf to be saying anything about Tom Brady in the middle of all the kinds of allegations involved right now between Tom Brady and the NFL. Don't think it was very appropriate on behalf. Pretty much all because of favoritism. Company, New England girl herself, Stephanie McMahon, decided to come out and say, not say, but praise Tom Brady, which then led to a huge pop in front of the Massachusetts crowd. Just did not like that at all. Really did not like that at all. But we then see Rollins backstage with Triple H, back from a commercial break. Seth Rollins goes on to complain once more, and Triple H just shrugs it off and gives Seth Rollins some simple advice. It's just not a really good way here of exposing Seth Rollins, his character. WWE keeps playing the card with him playing or wrestling inside the ring as a face, complaining backstage, running away the title, just all sorts of nitbits to his character that could be shored up a bit. But we shall see a face turn coming soon from Seth Rollins after Triple H and Seth Rollins assault Natalya and Paige. Natalya hasn't been seen on television in a while, hasn't really wrestled as much as she surprisingly won against Paige. I don't understand where WWE is taking Paige. I actually caught, don't watch SmackDown, but caught SmackDown clip featuring Paige, Charlotte, Becky Lynch, and one other, but Paige was trying to essentially apologize for her actions and walk away. Now we see her on Raw between Natalya. Still know what to make of Paige. She's a face and heel, face and heel. Then we see Natalya come out of nowhere, have a first match in quite some time on Raw. The Divas Revolution is not booked. It's not targeted towards 6 months of work. It's more just week by week by week. WWE's not looking ahead enough with the Divas Revolution and such. But Natalya picked up the win. We get a vignette from Ryback. Ryback says he's getting closer and closer to avenging Kevin Owens and facing him eventually at WWE Hell in a Cell. I don't know. It's just don't like. Just not a fan of Ryback, really. Just really see him ever being a world champion in WWE. coming from me, but he's again in the thick of the fold for the Intercontinental Championship. This coming month at WWE Hell in a Cell, Kevin Owens, who faced off against Nakamura tonight, easily picked up the win with a pop of power bomb. Kalisto apparently rubbed Kevin Owens the wrong way on called SmackDown, I believe. Again, don't watch SmackDown, but all because of how, the Lucha Dragons rubbed Kevin Owens, Kevin Owens decided to put in his match clause tonight and win against one of the Lucha Dragons. We like to see Kalisto burst out more on the scene. Really think he has a lot of potential, formerly known as Samurai de Sol from the independent circuit. Really feel he can burst out a lot more inside the ring. He can really become better than a tag team partner. Feel he's more in line to be a single star, but lost to Kevin Owens tonight. And now we get this breast cancer awareness segment, like I previously mentioned before. Heck, why couldn't we have Hornswoggle represent the company? Someone else, so is Cena, or now Roman Reigns, apparently. WWE, but anyways, we see after breast cancer awareness, and no, just to take time out, hope those with breast cancer definitely improve upon their illness. Always hope for the best of those cancer survivors out there. But after the breast cancer awareness segment, we saw Kane, Seth Rollins against the Loot Boy. Hello, okay. Well, Blog Talk apparently cut me off for a sec. But Kane, Seth Rollins against the Dudley Boys. The Dudley Boys won by DQ. Another instance, Seth Rollins loses by DQ. Kane. Oh, yeah, Kane. And, I didn't even catch this segment. It's a shame that this is actually one of WWE's main storylines going right now. And nah, it doesn't seem to hook much of my interest at all. I didn't really catch Kane coming out again with the suiting up as Corbin Kane, then suiting back to old regular Kane and taking out Seth Rollins. So, certainly see where this is going, Kane. And it's just, I think the fans know that Kane's never going to be the world heavyweight champion again. Like, why put him in a situation like this? And particularly a pay-per-view event. Fans just like myself seem to know what's coming out of this feud between Seth Rollins, and Seth Rollins could very well, and would certainly say will very well, win against Kane. Then who knows, lose the title to Sheamus. Think Sheamus any time now could possibly, because now Vince McMahon has been uptight about the rings lately. And Seth Rollins just may not be championship material any longer with the declining ratings. Ratings going down. Could see Vince possibly rushing into some of his Mania plans already. Who knows? But I'd really expect to see Seth Rollins retain at Hell in a Cell, retain at Survivor Series, then lose to Sheamus at TLC. I think that would be the most appropriate time to Rollins. But next, we see Team Bad versus Team Bella. Team Bad got the win, about time. See Sasha Banks hit the bank statement on Alicia Fox to finally pick up, I think, her first ever win on Raw. I think so, but even though there have been rumors that, and those rumors are now apparently just read here that Sasha Banks won't be in the Hell in a Cell match, but definitely consider her arguably the best diva out there right now, period. Period. I think she deserves a run more than anyone else. Feel WWE put the title first on Charlotte, because I think WWE already has a feeling that Sasha Banks could very well be a multi-time Divas champion in WWE. So because of that, because how talented Sasha Banks is, I feel WWE is just rolling with this Divas revolution right now and sort of wasting some time with Charlotte. In my opinion, Charlotte, you know, just watching her work from NXT deserved. Won't take any credit away from her as champion, current champion, but won't say that she's more deserving than Sasha Banks, that's for sure. I think there are a lot more big things ahead for Sasha Banks, bigger things ahead for Sasha Banks than Charlotte. But Team Bad picks up the win. Now we get this part with Summer Rae inside the ring with Rusev. Rusev says yes to her marriage proposal. Pretty much, to put it brief, Rusev accepted her marriage proposal, but then said, until I win gold on my waist, I have gold on my waist, Summer will then have gold on her finger. Didn't know what to think of this segment right here. I'm sure Lana is set for a return soon. Something's in the cards, because don't know what to think about this one segment. Didn't anticipate it. Didn't think tonight was the night we'd see something like this, but we did. We did. We did anyways, as Summer Rae proposed to Rusev. Final match on the card, Big E versus John Cena. Thought Big E would actually win this match. Lots of speculation that John Cena will be out for the European tour, will be out for upcoming WWE live events in November and December, between November and December. No one knows the case, John Cena's condition, but due to speculation, thought Big E could have won this match tonight. Could have been the right moment, right time, I thought, but John Cena walked away victorious again. Who couldn't see that coming? John Cena won against Big E. And Monday Night Raw, Raw tonight. Seven, 6.5. Yeah, like Mila Shaw's kind of gone asleep a little bit. Just not good. Really not good. Especially last week, WWE coming off their worst rating since the Attitude Era, 2.7. You'd think WWE would start to pick it up, but you know, the whole industry lies on WWE. The whole industry lies on WWE, and Vince better understand his audience, that's for sure. He better understand his audience. Has obviously tuned out. He needs to really stand in this day and era, time and era. Different times in the 80s, 90s. Vince, still has the final word. Some people are saying, are the ratings because of Seth Rollins? Decline ratings because of Seth Rollins as champion? Wouldn't necessarily say so. I think, again, it lies on WWE. Seth Rollins, stuff out of the park. I mean, is he a great seller on the mic? Is he as better as a seller on the mic than CM Punk was? No. No, not necessarily. I mean, Vince Russo brought up a good point that Seth Rollins really wasn't over at the time around WrestleMania. No. I think that can just come as the general consensus that Rollins was pushed quickly, just like Roman Reigns, just like Dean Ambrose. Seth Rollins was pushed quickly, but made the best out of most of his stuff, in my opinion. Really do. I'll definitely agree, he's only scratching the surface, as most people say. He's certainly scratching the surface. Just lie on WWE. Even how they book Seth Rollins' segments, his character, his time on the mic, the show's just way too long, and some people understand when Seth Rollins or any other wrestler is running on and on the mic sometimes just to waste time away on Raw. 3 hours of Raw can be long, sometimes crucial, but I got through it tonight. As this has been the first Raw review on Wrestle. Thanks for tuning in. I've been your host, Joe and Brad the King. Go follow us on Twitter at WrestleThrone. Voice your thoughts to me on Twitter or Gmail at WrestleThrone@gmail.com. Tell me what you thought of Raw. Tell me what WWE should do differently to exceed ratings. You tell me. As again, this has been another episode of WrestleThrone. Thank you guys, and so long.